get up. It's almost midnight. Mom and Dad are almost asleep, so you have to keep it down. But move over. Move over so I can lie down. There. Comfy. I know I have my own bed, but it's almost midnight, and I'm bored, so I thought I would pay my favorite little brother a visit. It's so rude of you to turn me down. I mean, here I've come from all the way down the hall, and you are being so ungrateful. You're not that tired. Although, who knows? Maybe you are. You do seem to have a lot of after-school activities going on, don't you? You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh, let's see. Was she a brunette? I think she's a brunette. I know she's got a nice figure. But I don't know that much about your girlfriend beyond that. Yeah, I know you have a girlfriend. I also know that your after-school activities consist mostly of, let's say, studying anatomy. Yeah. You may be fooling Mom and Dad, but you're not fooling me. My room is right down the hall. And when I get home from my actual extracurriculars, I can usually hear you guys going at it. You're not that subtle, you know. I mean, she gets loud enough. Sounds like she's having a good time.
What am I here for?
Well, little brother, that's a very good question, isn't it? See, I'm here because, well, I've been doing you a real solid recently. And I think it's about time that I say a little gratitude for it. I've been timing my coming home from school and all of that so I can make sure that you guys are safely clothed and out of the way before Mom and Dad come home. I've been the one who's been keeping them at bay so that you and your little girlfriend can go fuck like bunnies. And I've been doing it out of the goodness of my heart. But really, I want something else in return for my services. What I want, well, keep your voice down. Mom and Dad are right down the hall. You don't want to wake them up. You definitely don't want to wake them up and have them come in here to hear me talking about how you fuck your girlfriend in this bed every day after school. And you definitely don't want them to come in here to realize that you're only in your boxers and I am completely naked under this shirt. I've been bored recently, and you and your girlfriend sound like you have a whole lot of fun in this bed. Now at first I thought she was probably faking it, but there's really only so long that you can go on faking that sort of thing. So I figure maybe you'll have some skills locked away in these little fingers of yours. You're not going anywhere. You're smaller than me, little brother. You're smaller than me. And even if you wanted to get away, there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you say anything, I will ruin your life. Girlfriend.
and Dad, you've been fucking girls up in your room. I'm gonna tell them all of the dirty, nasty things that you do with them in here.
And they're gonna get so pissed at you.
You know they will.
So instead of fucking them, you're gonna fuck me.
Stop struggling. Look. Look. This doesn't have to be unpleasant, right? If I just take off this shirt. Yeah. I know you can see my breasts now. And I know you like it. 'Cause I can feel you under me. You can touch me now. Just reach out. Here, give me your hand.
That's a good little brother. Oh.
So I guess you do know what you're doing.
Even just grinding against you, I can feel you getting harder underneath me, and I know you're having fun playing with my breast. Why don't you use your mouth? Come here, take your fingers off. I want you to lick and suck on my nipple. I can tell you like it. I can feel how hard you are underneath me. All I'd have to do is slip down your boxers, and you'd be ready for me. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel how wet I am? Can't you feel my wet pussy sliding against your cock? Getting the fabric of your boxers wet. Don't you want to know what it feels like to be inside your big sister? I'm sure you must have thought about it at some point. I mean, come on. I don't wear the tight skirts and low-cut shirts for my own benefit. Slide down those boxers for me. I want you to get naked for me. Oh, attaboy. God, it was so easy to... Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, your cock feels so good under me. I guess my little brother isn't so little after all. Not where it counts anyways. Oh God, you're so hard and ready for me. Do you want me? Do you want this? I'm gonna fuck you, little bro. Feels so good. Fuck. Shh. You have to be quiet. We have to be quiet. We can't let Mom and Dad wake up. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good riding you. Oh, you really do know what you're doing. bro, this cock feels so good inside of me. Oh, God. Oh, I want... Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Can't believe I'm fucking my little brother in the middle of the night. Wow. Looks like my little brother's a pretty good lay. You know, I think from now on, you should probably come study anatomy with me.